Okay, Anna, show us how it's done.
Welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Ever found yourself in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now?
I'm Anna.
And I'm Carol. And this is episode 6 of Sticky Pickles, RT Neighbours and Mystery Text.
What have you got for me this time?
Anna, today we're heading to Roommate City. Okay, please meet Gemma, Jean and George. And this is all from the before times, the pre-Rona times. In the pre-Rona times, these three moved into a sweet flat together, and it had a huge balcony with on a cute tree-lined street, you know, just the business.
Nice.
You know, yeah, and they're all friends, and, you know, they're really excited to be moving in together. And once they've settled into their gorgeous little flat, they have a little chit-chat and decide to throw a little soiree to get to know the neighbors.
Good idea.
So they pop an invite under the door. Mm-hmm. And wait to see what would happen. Now, that's interesting you say good idea, because I don't know if I would do that.
Well, I think it depends on how crazy your house party is going to be.
I know, but it's just okay. Here's my thought, right?
Yeah.
You don't know who your neighbors are. Like, and you haven't met them yet. I just think I would go down the route of like meeting them on the street, bring them over, you know, muffins and go, hi, nice to see you, whatever first, I think.
Yeah, just get the measure of them before you invite them into your home.
Yeah, because it's your home.
Yeah, but these are young people. They want to have a party. They're looking
for
party mates.
Yeah, and they want, and it's good that they want to make friends with their roommates, right? They make one rule. They say no politics, right? It's just like right now that everyone's talking politics all the time, and they just say, look, if someone talks politics, we just change the subject.
Yep.
So that's the rule. And that's cool.
Good rule.
Yeah, totally, totally. I agree. Actually, I don't think I could ever do that. I probably would have to leave the party.
Because you start talking about it.
Yeah, I think I would try really hard. I think it's a really good policy. In fact, I should try and do that.
I think I think the onslaught of politics on social media means that it would put me off talking to anyone I didn't know about, like,
yeah,
a stranger.
That's true. That's true. That's true. But you're smart, honey. You're smart.
Thanks very much.
So, okay. So it's the day of the neighbor meetup, right? Mm-hmm. The flat's looking ace. They've set up their like pallet table, right? And put a few candles on it.
Yep.
The futons have some throws over it. There's some like old school acid jazz bouncing around in the background.
Nice.
It's all cool. It's all kicking.
I like it. And so I'm there already, Carol. I'm there.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And, you know, and there's a warm breeze coming in. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Knock, knock, knock. Two gorgeous guys are standing at the door.
Right.
And they say, hey, I'm Luke, and this is my boyfriend, Glenn. Oh, says Gemma. But she's thrilled because they look cool and hip and fun. And so basically, had they crossed each other on the street, she would want to have been their friends.
Right.
So this is all a win-win. Anyway, you know, still, they don't know each other. Mm-hmm. So it's chit-chatty and pleasantries. So it's like, oh, I love the light in your apartment. Or this dip's amazing. What's in it? And at some point they get to like, what do you do? And Glenn says, I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she's like thrilled. Gemma's thrilled. She's always wanted to hang out with an arty crowd. This is her in.
Yeah.
Right? And she asks, what kind of art? Right? And he says, installations, conceptual things, hard to explain. So she's like making a mental note. I know F.A. about that kind of stuff.
Google that.
I need to learn. Google that.
Yep.
Anyway, so they carry on. Small talky. I don't know. What are your views on small talk? Are you like, are you good at it? I bet you are good at it.
No, not really. I mean, I can do it, but I find it hard and painful. I'd rather just talk to my friends.
Yeah. I think it's always good when you make a kind of a bit of an edgy joke, like one that's hidden.
Yes.
You know, a hidden joke. And if they get it.
He picks up on it. Yeah.
Exactly. Like
you
if
are.
We told someone our name of our show, Sticky Pickles,
yeah.
And they went, why would pickles be sticky?
Oh, yeah. And you'd go,
you'd be like,
oh,
okay,
off.
Bye.
Yeah. You are the master of small talk, though. You're the master of making friends with people.
You know, it's a different thing than talking with friends. I once got these two guys at a work party into a fight about who had more stuff in their house. Because I was like talking to one going, so how many microwaves do you have in your house? And he was like, oh, I've got four. And the other guy was like, really? I've got five, I think. And I was like, really? And what about cars? And one of them went, well, we've got two plus the SUV and the boat. And he was like, oh, we've got about four cars. Anyway, so.
How funny.
Anyway, so Gemma is secretly thrilled that these guys are artists, but she's trying to be cool, right? She doesn't want to look like a, you know, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Anyway, they all laugh, they giggle, they eat snacks, they listen to music, they promise to hang out again. And it's what I think most of us would call a great first meeting, right?
Right?
With dudes in the hood. Well, until cleanup time.
Oh.
So they're quietly cleaning up the flat, right? When George lets out this huge expletive from the bathroom. Fuck! Right?
Oh, okay.
So they all run over and they see the bathroom and words fail them. Someone had, redecorated the entire bathroom.
Really? With what, Carol?
Before we go into that, Anna,
yes.
If you lived next door, wouldn't you go home to have a poop? Like, seriously? Like,
yes, I absolutely would.
If you suddenly were like, "Ooh, I've gotta do that thing," you'd be like, "I'll just be right. I'm gonna go pick up some more drinks. I'll be right back."
One of my biggest fears is having to go for a number two in someone else's house. Don't like it.
So basically, this person had redecorated their loo with a big number two. And the worst was had used the hand towel to wipe up. And they were just sitting on the floor, thrown in the bath, in the sink. Like, basically a disgusting scene.
Gosh. Wow.
Now, what do you do, Anna?
Well.
Put yourself in Gemma's shoes, right? You all sit down with your buds, and you have a meeting.
So, questions. How well do Gemma, Jean and George know each other?
Buddies.
Oh, they're buddies. Is it possible that the neighbours are being framed by someone internally?
Oh, maybe. Gemma, no one has gotten any idea of that, but that's an interesting one. So, like, basically, they're saying how, because they were the only ones over. So, obviously, everyone's pointing at the two neighbours. One of them did this during the evening.
But I'd be thinking, how likely is it? Maybe it's more likely to be someone internally.
Do you think this is your friends? What friends of yours do you think would do something like this, Anna?
Well, Carol,
I would never.
No, you would. So this is, might be sexist of me, but I'd be suspecting a man if a hand towel's been used. I'd just be thinking not a guest in a small house party.
Who would do this in a small house party? Exactly.
Yes, totally.
Okay, well, you're right. They do end up having a little bit of a fight between each other, but it gets so heated that Gemma goes, fine, if you guys want to admit it, I'm just going to go knock on their fucking door and ask them.
Because
they live next door, right? And Gemma is fucking furious because if it's one of her flatmates, she is in a, you know, she's got a 6-month lease here. She's in trouble.
Yes.
So she decides to let rip. The door opens and she starts going, it's you bastards. Who's going to clean it up?
Ooh.
And then she stops because she realizes she is being filmed by Glenn. He's got a camera right in her face.
Oh,
Glenn the artist is filming her. So she shuts up and he smiles and he stops recording and he thanks her. So Glenn is working on his new show, a new installation called Indignation. And he's currently living and breathing and is an indignant, angry Trump supporter. He explains this to her and she doesn't understand. And the problem was that one of the roomies had changed the toilet paper. And they had run out of toilet paper and they put up a comedy roll that someone had given someone at Christmas with Trump's face on it.
I see.
And our buddy Glenn saw the opportunity to get into his role. Why would he wipe his ass on the face of his hero?
Of course. I mean, wow.
And the kicker of all this, the kicker is that Gemma Justin got invited to his art show. And it's her hot, angry face on the ticket. And I think that's legal because she went to his door. So if someone came to your door and started yelling at you, you could film it. I mean, if someone took a big dump in your house and wiped his ass on the towels, do you call the cops? Like, what are the cops going to do?
No. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Gosh. I mean,
move.
I mean,
would you go to the show? That's the question I have for you. Would you go to the art show?
I wouldn't go to the show.
Oh, fuck, I would.
I'd say, yeah, Glenn, totally. Would you?
Yeah.
I guess it's not her that's done the, it's not, he, but he is embarrassing.
I would go to the show with a can saying donations for bathroom cleanup. And I would say, yeah, that was my bathroom that he decided to take a shit in. And those are the towels.
Bring the towels along. To the thing. And
actually,
get your own
that's
back
what
on
she
him.
Should have done. She should have given him. She should have thrown the towels in his apartment after he told her. Just say, here you go, just for your installation.
I don't like the sound of him.
He's arty.
He was so promising at the start, but now he sounds like he's a wanker.
He's a wanker, exactly. So even if you're gorgeous and cool, you can still be a wanker.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, Anna, over to you. Tell me about mystery text.
So, you need to meet Janet.
Janet. Hello, Janet.
Hello. So she lives with her boyfriend, Fred.
Okay.
And been together long term. So they've been together for about 8 years.
Right.
Everything is pretty rosy. So they're talking about marriage and babies, although they're not quite there yet. They're in their late 20s.
First long-term relationship, I'm guessing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So they've got a busy social life, lots of friends, and they're happy.
Yeah, okay. I'm picturing people from Friends, the episodes. They're just la-di-dying around like Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, coffee shops. Yeah, lots of stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, as most couples do, Fred and Janet spend a lot of their time on their phones.
Okay.
So, on social media.
I don't do that. Do you do that? With you, like you and your
Yes. Dad? We sit at opposite ends of the sofa and we play on our phones all night, basically. Really? Well, he's really into making music on his phone, so he just sits there with his headphones on. And if I watch TV, I sort of go to him, and I try and reference the television, he's not listening. It's lovely. It's marital bliss.
I fall asleep, actually. I don't do that. But as soon as I'm on the couch after I've finished all my jobs, around 10 o'clock, we're settled down to watch something, 20 minutes.
Yes.
I'm out.
I do that too. But yeah. If he falls asleep, I get really annoyed at him. I'm a reasonable person.
Oh, me too, because my other half snores.
Oh.
I can't hear the telly.
Shh. Can you be quiet? Go upstairs if you want to do that.
Yes. Like wanking.
Well,
if I were watching TV and I turned.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, like, you don't. Dude. I mean, yeah. No, you don't want to see that. So they're on their phones. Not wanking. They're on social media. They're using WhatsApp. They're messaging. They're on the news, you know.
They're like in their own little worlds, but together. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're happy. You know, it's just, yeah. And so one evening, Fred's phone goes off. Ding! Mm-hmm. And he picks it up. He gasps and drops it and sort of almost throws it away as if it's burning his hand. Janet says... Hey Fred, what's going on? And Fred says, nothing. It was just a notification about the football results.
Janet's not buying that, I'm guessing.
No. I mean, there are some men that are really into football, but that's
that's intense.
Even if it's a shot goal.
Your phone doesn't turn into an electric shock if the score is not what you hope for.
Exactly. Yeah. So Janet wants to know the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like Fred's been shocked, but he isn't upset by it. So that's interesting. It's not like he's got some terrible news.
Okay. So he's not like, it's not like someone's died.
Yeah.
So my impression, if I were Janet, is like, okay, no one's died. He looks surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Scared? Does he look scared?
No, doesn't look scared. He is obviously keen to bury it. So he's
like, whatever.
Yeah, let's get back to the television.
Do you want some peanuts? I'll get some peanuts.
Yeah.
God, I'm starving suddenly.
Yeah, the washing up's not been done yet. I've had to do that.
That's when you know something's up, right?
When they're washing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I've got a very clean husband. He just loves cleaning, which is
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we could swap husbands a day a month. We could come over and tidy my house.
Perfect. He'd probably like that.
I'd love it.
So Janet is pressing Fred and Fred is just refusing to say anything. So, it's nothing. It was just football results. I don't know why you're going on about it.
So he's in a difficult place at that point because no matter what it is, he obviously doesn't want to tell her.
Yep.
She is totally making clear that she wants to know what it is.
Yes.
And I'm kind of thinking already I'd be going really more subterfuge at this point. After I mentioned it once and saw his reaction, I'd be like, okay, that's a bit odd. Watch this space.
Interesting.
Rather than poking the dragon and kind of warning them.
Yeah, you don't want to go on at them.
Yeah, well, because also they're on the alert, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because obviously you want to know what it is.
Yes.
You're a curious girl too, right? You'd want to know what's going on.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely nosy. Especially if she doesn't necessarily know it's about her.
She wants to know.
Yeah, because she wants the gossip. That's what I'd be after that. Mm-hmm. So the next day when Fred is in the shower... Janet has a quick sneaky look at Fred's phone.
I think with now waterproof phones, people are like so thrilled because they can bring them into the bath with them and they don't have an excuse of leaving it outside.
Yes, that's true. So she knows the code because it's his birthday because, Fred.
Maybe visit my other show, Security, if you think that's a good idea.
Some security tips. And so she starts scrolling through his messages.
So she's going in the messages. Okay, that's her first protocol. Okay.
I think it would be mine as well. I'd be thinking someone sent him something.
Okay.
So Fred has a good friend from university called Mary.
Okay.
So Janet has always been a bit worried about the closeness of Fred and Mary because they're just in each other's pockets. But they always have been, even way before Janet and Fred were together. So as far as Janet knows, nothing's ever happened with them sexually. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely very close. And actually, Janet has been fine about it. She's just always had this sort of thing in the back of her mind, but never really said it to Fred.
But now, because of what happened with the phone, she's thinking, maybe Mary's involved.
Well, I don't think she was.
Okay.
Sorry. Until
oh.
Janet gets on the, she's on the phone, she's looking at the messages, and she sees a message from Mary last night.
Mm-hmm.
So there were two,
mm-hmm.
but the first has been deleted. So the second one says, OMG, I meant to send that photo to someone else. Can't believe you've seen everything now. So what did Fred reply?
Hubba hubba.
He replied in emojis.
Oh. Okay, I love this. I love visuals for radio. I love it so much. Okay, you this know, is the best. This is the best. Okay.
He's a modern man.
My eyes are closed.
Melon.
Okay.
Melon.
Yeah.
Wide eyes.
Yeah.
Shocked face.
Yeah.
Winky face.
Okay, so not exactly subtle.
So Mary has then replied with a winky sticking out tongue. That's a little bit suggestive, Mary, may I say. So, Carole, what do you do?
Well, I don't think I would have done anything like Janet so far. I think I would have been annoyed. Okay, I obviously know it's a tit shot.
Yeah.
It's a boob shot, obviously. Yeah. If he had just, when he got it, went, whoa, right? And threw the phone at me.
Yep.
And I, as Janet, go, oh, WTF, what's this? Then, I, you know, who cares? Then we can deal with it together and go crazy.
Yes.
But if you have a kind of relationship where they freak out and he hit it, now he looks a little guilty now, right? And why wouldn't he have gotten rid of the emoji, like, message? Did he really think it was cryptic?
Men are stupid.
Okay, what were your thoughts? Where would you go on this?
Well, it's difficult, right? Because if she wants to talk to Fred about it, she's got to tell him that she's looked through his phone.
Yeah, which, well, is obviously, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Wouldn't you? Oh my God.
I don't think so. I would say I was totally curious about the message last night. You obviously didn't want to talk about it. I totally wanted to know what it was. And as we've been together for 8 years, I took a peek. Sorry.
What, you wouldn't mind? I would mind if my husband looked at my phone. Would you not mind if your husband looked through yours?
If he looked, I don't know.
I think it's a personal thing. Like,
you're right. It's a bit like a diary.
Yes, it is. It's like, yeah, if you want to read it, just ask me. Except obviously Fred wouldn't tell her.
Okay, so if you were in that situation and you were getting all the red flags, do you go look in the phone or not?
I don't know, because I'm not really a phone looker. It depends how suspicious she is of him already.
Do you think it matters as well how, where you are in your relationship? Like, if you have a family and you're married, does that make it less important to go look through? Or do you think...
Possibly, because possibly you'd be thinking, I don't want to find out.
Yeah, and who cares? Yeah, like, I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm too tired. I've been up with the children all night. I just need to go to bed. But I would also be very, very curious to find out what it was.
How long would you wait?
I think I'd probably, like, the next night, I'd probably just try and catch them unawares. Like, oh, yeah, you know that message you got yesterday? Try and be really breezy about it and see if I could get it out of them.
Mm. I think I would look.
Yeah.
I would say nothing for a really, really long time. Really, really. Because it wouldn't actually bother me that much. So what? She sent a picture of her boobs. He went, wow, they're nice boobs. And she went, thanks. Right? Basically, is what happened. I mean, presumably he's looking at boobs at other times as well. Like,
he wasn't sort of chilled about his message.
Probably because he thought Janet wouldn't be cool with it, which it sounds like she's not.
But if he'd have replied and said, haha, don't worry, never mind, I'll forget it ever happened,
yeah,
then she might feel more reassured than him doing winky faces.
You know, that was an idiot move on his part, really.
Yes, it was.
So there you go. Wow.
Interesting.
Anyway, watch the emojis. They're not that cryptic. I think that's the message I got from your story. Okay, is this brave or stupid? Invite Mary over, right, for a few weeks and give them loads of alone time so they can hang out. Because if you're at the point where you're going to get married or not married, you don't want to kind of grab this guy and have them constantly long for someone else. Like, that is not a marriage I'd wish on anyone.
Well, so try and push them together.
Well, not push them together, but let them just explore whether or not they actually belong together.
I'd be like, keep away from her. Oh, we can't make that dinner party she's invited us to. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, maybe, eh? Maybe, yeah. Eh? I mean, it's probably wishful thinking. So there you go, episode 6 of Sticky Pickles. We really hope you liked the show.
Have you ever found yourself in a sticky pickle? Come on, we know you have. Tell us everything. We'll try and fix it for you.
You can get in touch with us on social media at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram.
And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. If we made you smile, come on, you know what to do. Subscribe and review, but only 5-star reviews, please.
You can't see that, Anna. Okay, that's it. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast was created, hosted, and produced by Anna Brading and Carol Terrier. Inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
I like it, Carol.
All right, come on. We're rocking here.